It's Rob Aller with Take Two.
Jack Nicklaus, Golden Bear, man. He owns golf, does he not? He's got a great tournament, got a great course. The heck with that. I'm going to tear it all up, take it down to the bone, and build it back up. And that's just what Jack did, or has done. Muirfield Village, the course that Jack built, the course that opened in 1974, has got a major facelift. And guess what? Fans are going to be able to see it. We don't know how many are going to be able to attend the memorial. Potentially up to 30,000 a day. I kind of doubt it'll be that much, but that's what the last couple of PGA Tour events have had in New Orleans and Tampa. So they'll all be on hand to watch the world's best players struggle mightily. Probably, maybe, because Jack has rebuilt the greens, new contours, which means the veterans who have sort of memorized the way greens break will have to start from scratch. Young guys may have an advantage. Of course, young guys win anyhow. It's not like old dudes are winning golf tournaments too often. Jack's lengthened the course from 7,300 to 7,600. So bombers like Bryson DeChambeau can't essentially chip onto the green after exploding 400-yard drives. It's a great time for Ohio golf. Memorial, the Solheim Cup is coming to Inverness, Toledo. We've got Akron, Webb.com here in Columbus at the Scarlet Course. A bit of a golf mecca, which I'm going to be writing about in the coming weeks. But for now, it's all about the memorial. Fans back, mask-wearing fans. You'll have to wear a mask. And Jack maybe getting the last laugh by firming up the greens, lengthening the course, making life just a little tougher for the PGA Tour players. Thanks for listening.